You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everyone? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the Hot Commodity, Ian C, and I'm joined today by my Hot Commodity, our WWE pay-per-view champion until Saturday and Sunday, Aunt B. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You haven't defended your title yet. Your first title defense at WrestleMania. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm not worried.
You're not worried? You should be. It's going to come back to me, I think, in this. But so we are covering WWE Monday Night Raw from March 25th, 2024, live in Chicago, Illinois. This episode's return of CM Punk. But to start off this episode of Raw, Cody Rhodes comes out and Cody says, "We are at WrestleMania season. This city should know when I make a promise, I intend to keep it. I pretend to be the champion because the champion isn't here. I have filled this ring with positivity about Roman Reigns. Although I respect you, Roman Reigns, I hate your guts. Heading into WrestleMania 40, I can't go at it alone." The Rock comes out. He stares at Cody Rhodes, whispers something in his ear, and then leaves. What do you think The Rock whispered in Cody's ear?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
You don't think? I think The Rock told him he was going to hook up with his mom later. Mama Rhodes.
Something about he can't keep his promise. It was something like that.
Well, we'll find out. The Rock, this isn't the last of The Rock or Cody Rhodes, and we'll see that later on.
He was telling Cody how he's going to turn the tides and help him win the title.
It could have been, because Cody looks shocked. He's probably like, "Cody, go along with this. Let me beat your ass, and then arrest me. I'll help you."
Yeah.
Our first match of the night, we have Ricochet taking on JD McDonagh with Dominic Mysterio.
Big shocker here, people.
Yep, JD lands a Spanish fly, a brain buster. Ricochet with a standing shooting star press and a very cool super poison Rana off the top rope. Dominic gets kicked out after pulling at Ricochet's leg. Ricochet lands a destroyer out of nowhere. And then Ricochet lands a shooting star press to JD McDonagh, who is like standing up. That was really cool. Ricochet keeps on showing his impressive side. What'd you think?
Honestly, I am not a fan of JD. And I really don't get the point of him being in the Judgment Day. It's like none of them really like him. Like Rhea is like snapping at him all the time. He never wins. Like he's a joke. Like, I just don't like him.
He might, go ahead.
I'm over it.
He might be the catalyst for one of the reasons why they break up. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that teased a lot backstage, and the Judgment Day hasn't really been on a winning streak lately. So, with Ricochet being JD McDonagh, it could be a sign of what's to come for Judgment Day heading into WrestleMania. Next up, CM Punk comes out, and CM Punk says, "Everyone is asking if I'll be at WrestleMania, and the answer is yes. I'm not clear, but my mouth works. Ask April," talking about AJ Lee. Yeah, people should ask you about my mouth. Mm-hmm. Does it work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yours is too. "People ask me if I should be a referee. A lot of people think about me, but they need me. Pat McAfee, you have Roman Reigns on your show. We'll see each other soon. Seth Rollins talks too, laughing that I hurt my arm, coming from someone with two bad knees. Rock hasn't talked about me because he remembers 10 years ago when I beat him. Drew, come out and talk to me." Drew McIntyre then comes out. CM Punk says, "Why don't you get your ass in this ring?" Drew says, "I would love to, but don't you remember the last time we were together? I stomped on your arm. You're in the ring injured. Drew McIntyre's in the title match. This is divine intervention." CM Punk says, "I never had to put another man's name on a shirt to sell it. You are sober, but spend all your time in rehab." That's what Drew McIntyre says to CM Punk. "You're my muse. I think about you and get the job done." And then Drew McIntyre says, crisscross on the announce table, "I want you to have a front row seat to WrestleMania so you can see I will always be the chosen one." CM Punk then says, "What paragon of good shows you?" And that's a reference to Vince McMahon, because Vince back in 07 said that Drew was the chosen one. So when CM Punk questions the paragon of good, that's obviously a reference to Vince McMahon. Drew says this is a moment you should commentate during the match. Then world champion Seth Rollins comes out. Seth says, if you guys are done trying to out-troll yourself, CM Punk, you can't make the rules if you're not even in the match. WrestleMania 40, Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins. Just CM Punk be on commentary. CM Punk says, I can't be fair with these two dipshits, so I can't referee this match. Rollins then says, you haven't crossed my mind. I don't give a damn about you. You need me to have a WrestleMania moment. He's talking to Drew McIntyre. And CM Punk says, I'm going to commentate at WrestleMania. I will do something that you couldn't and make you relevant. Drew McIntyre says, I'm only obsessed with the title. You're obsessed with me, CM Punk. You're my number one stan. And then Seth Rollins super kicks Drew McIntyre and hits a stomp. So a long promo, but what are your thoughts on CM Punk commentating at WrestleMania? Do you think he's gonna, get involved in some way?
Most likely I think he'll get involved. Honestly, I'm not a huge CM Punk fan. I think Drew McIntyre or Seth would destroy him. But yeah, I don't know. I think he could definitely get involved in the story somehow.
I have a theory that I'll reveal during predictions, but something's going to happen and Punk is going to be involved in my opinion. Next, we have Candice LeRae with Indy Hartwell defeating Ivy Nile and Maxine Dupri after Candice pretends that her leg is hurt and rolls up Ivy Nile. After the win, Indy looks upset and Candice continues this mean streak. Nothing really to say here. We'll talk more about Candice next week. We then see Awesome Truth talking DIY and New Day backstage. We see Paul Heyman and Drew McIntyre talking behind them. So obviously Paul Heyman is trying to work on something with Drew. Next, we have New Day and DIY in a match with Awesome Truth doing commentary. During the match, Judgment Day come out and attack both teams. After Dominic hits Johnny Gargano with a frog splash, Miz tries to help but gets attacked. They toss R-Truth in the ring. R-Truth attacks, but Damian lands a razor's edge, and Finn Balor hits a coup de grace on R-Truth. So Judgment Day sending a message to all the tag teams on Raw. They're ready for that ladder match at WrestleMania. What are your thoughts on Judgment Day finally after JD lost earlier? What do you think about them having the advantage?
I don't think Judgment Day is going to walk out champions at WrestleMania. I think it's time for them to lose. And I also hope in some way they split up the tag team titles because I think we should have two, a Raw and a SmackDown tag team.
I think they will. They did make reference during this match or next week, which we'll cover. They say that to win, you must grab both set of titles, which means that they wouldn't mention that unless something's going to happen where one team grabs one or one team grabs the other, and then what?
I noticed that too, so I feel like they're gonna have two teams are gonna draw on the top.
Yeah. Well, next up, we have Andrade defeating Giovanni Vinci after what Andrade calls the message. What are your thoughts on Andrade being in WWE again? You didn't really get to see him when he was first here, but he was in AEW.
It's cool. I think he's gonna have something. He seems to be having a lot to do with Dominic, and I'm kind of would like to see where that's gonna go. So, especially with Judgment Day breaking up,
Well,
possibly.
speaking of Judgment Day, World Women's Champion Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio come out. Rhea says, I feel like I'm not getting enough attention. Becky keeps fighting week after week. I decided to be respectful, but now I'm getting impatient. Dominic then says, Becky. And then, of course, Becky Lynch comes out. Becky says, I don't have to wait and confront you after a 20-minute match. You don't wrestle on Raw anymore. Rhea says, why would I compete before the biggest match of my career? I could easily post a video online and they would eat it up. Becky says, we have different interpretations on a champion. For you, it's posting pictures of your ass, and me, it's fighting every time. It's about when you're not the chosen one. At WrestleMania, I'm going to give you a new experience. Rhea says, you're a survivor. You're a cockroach. You're hard to kill, but it's not impossible. After WrestleMania, I want you to sit next to Rue and hear her call me mom. Becky then says, if you mention my daughter again, I will knock you on your ass. My dad didn't get to meet Rue, and he's proud of me. You say you didn't attack me out of respect. You know when you throw the first punch, there's no going back. After WrestleMania, we'll never be the same. That's when Becky then punches Dominic Mysterio. Rhea tosses Becky into the post. Rhea walks away with Dom, but then Becky jumps on Rhea and they are separated. Who do you think won in that promo between Becky and, I mean, she knocked out Dominic, so that's a win there, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think Becky kind of won that one. And also, like, Rhea was kind of like, yeah, you're right. Like, I don't need to, I don't need to do A, B, and C because, she's too cocky. Yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I don't know. At first I thought Becky was gonna win. But I'm not so sure
Oh,
anymore.
you're doubting the man after meeting her?
Yeah, I am. I love her, but
I would
I don't
never doubt the
know.
man after meeting Becky Lynch. Well, we see Chad Gable talking to Sami Zayn backstage. Sami is now taking on Bronson Reed, but when Gunther comes out, that distracts Sami Zayn, allowing Bronson to nail a tsunami to get the three count. And then Sami and Chad Gable talk backstage, and while they're talking, we see Dominic and Andrade talking as well. So, is this a good look to have Sami lose 2 weeks, well, 3 weeks before WrestleMania?
No, but he's not going to beat Gunther, so
You already are predicting that.
I don't. Yeah, because they're going to Germany,
Okay.
so yeah, I think Chad
They're
Gable
going
is
to
gonna.
Germany in like August, though. You think he's gonna?
I don't know, but I think Chad Gable's gonna mess it up for Sammy.
Sammy.
Yeah, I think
Well,
there's gonna be a lot of people turning on people at
I know you keep
WrestleMania.
saying everyone's gonna fucking turn. It's gonna be the WrestleMania turn. Main event, Jey Uso taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. During this match, Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes attack Solo and Jimmy Uso outside of the ring. Drew McIntyre comes out and hits Seth with a Future Shock DDT on the floor. Jey spears Shinsuke to get the win. But what's more important is what happens after the main event. We see Cody and Jimmy Uso fighting backstage. The Rock attacks Cody, throws a trash can at Cody's head. Rock then tosses Cody into the railing. Rock fights him outside in the rain. Rock says, "Mama Rhodes, I got a special gift for you." Rock tosses Cody Rhodes into his bus door. If it didn't have to be like this, but Cody Rhodes stuck his nose in my business. Cody is then seen bleeding badly. Rock slaps Cody Rhodes and has a belt that says Mama's Rhodes on it. Rock wipes Cody's blood on the belt and Rock says, "Look at your boy. Your daddy talked about hard times. He don't know hard times, but you will. This is the only way." And with that, Raw comes to an end. Very Attitude-esque with the blood in the backstage with the Rock attacking him. What did you think of that? Were you expecting to see that?
Kinda, yeah. I knew when The Rock was there, like something more. And that's also one I think there's gonna be a lot of turning and a lot of people getting involved in matches because they are making it very Attitude Era-like. At one point in the Attitude Era, every single match was interference, interference. So I kind of feel like it gives it a better story when that happens.
And I was just surprised by all the blood. Normally, WWE shies away from that, but I like this whole new sort of like.
Yeah, ever since The Rock came back, he's dropping fuck everywhere, and
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
that's right.
It's very becoming more,
Uncensored.
I just about to say, it's becoming more uncensored like the podcast. So, well, we've covered this episode of Raw. We're going to be next covering SmackDown Live from our home state of
Next
Connecticut
fucking week.
next fucking week. And then we got Raw live in Brooklyn, and we are on the road to WrestleMania. So until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.